You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Phillies reporter Todd Zalecki. And Todd, we saw a little bit of history over the weekend for this Phillies team. A triple play on Sunday, not something you see every day. Just talk about being there, getting to see this, and it was kind of a classic around the horn type thing. But it's always nice to see something so rare as a triple play. And how did the team react to it afterwards?
Well, they were obviously pretty pumped up, pretty excited about it, especially because they won the game. But it is a fun thing to see. Yeah, you're right. It does not happen too often. The situation that they were in at the time, it was the bottom of the seventh inning. They had a one-run lead. Adubray Ramos had just walked the first two batters, so obviously with nobody out. Looking a little tight there, and then, you know, the ground ball hit the third base in the perfect location, carried kind of Michael Franco to the third base bag, and Tommy Joseph at first base honestly thought that he was going to go and throw to first rather than try for second, but I think Franco realized that he got there so quickly, and he realized the runner at first was slow enough that he had a chance, so he threw to Cesar Hernandez at second, and then fired the ball to first to Tommy Joseph. And completed the triple play, and Tommy Joseph joked afterwards that he told his teammates, you know, I thought I would actually be a part of a triple play on the other side, grounding into one because I'm so slow, rather than actually being part of one because Michael Franco made a really great heads-up decision, and I happened to catch the ball at first base.
That's good. That's good stuff. So they're Phillies out in L.A. now playing the Dodgers and playing Chase Utley, which – seems like this should have happened before now, but playing Chase Utley for the first time since he left, it would be obviously more meaningful and there'd be more hype to it if it was in Philadelphia. But still, it's a chance for, you know, a guy that's meant so much to this team to see a lot of his teammates again, or although a lot of them aren't around really anymore. Right. But he's such a big core part of that championship team, obviously. Did you get a chance to talk to Chase since you've been out in L.A. with the team?
Yeah, we had a chance to talk to him a little bit yesterday, and, you know, in typical Chase fashion, he doesn't say much. He's not all singing to, like, spill his guts and, you know, expose his feelings for the entire world to see. But he said, listen, you know, I think going back to Philadelphia, they're going to be out in Philadelphia next week. He says that, you know, I haven't really thought too much about it yet, but I think it's going to be, you know, possibly emotional to some extent, as emotional as Chase gets, I guess. But still strange, I'll be honest, it's still strange to see him in a Dodgers uniform. It was strange to hear Led Zeppelin's Kashmir, which is his walk-up song for pretty much forever with the Phillies, played last night in the bottom of the first inning as he stepped to the plate for the Dodgers. Still a little unusual to see him in that Dodgers blue. And the Phillies are really going to honor him when he comes to Philadelphia. I think they're going to have a highlight video for him. And personally, I think they should, during his first at-bat in Philadelphia, they should play his walk-off music one time. I think that'd be kind of a cool little honor. I think that would kind of give a lot of Phillies fans some goosebumps because he's the greatest second baseman in Phillies history, created some of the greatest moments in Phillies history, and just an all-around great player.
Yeah, that's certainly going to be cool and something to look forward to. You think about the core to that championship team. You think about Utley and Rollins, obviously. And then you think about Ryan Howard and you think about Carlos Ruiz. Those are kind of the two remaining pieces on this current team. And what a nice run they've been on here as we wind down to the end of their Phillies days, because obviously they're both going to be gone after this season, Todd. But Howard, since June 23rd, on a nice run, hitting over 300. He's got six homers in 23 games. Ruiz, way over 300 with a couple of doubles. They both had a nice little run. Obviously, neither of them is playing every day necessarily. But has it been nice to see two guys that have meant so much have a good little run to feel nice about as they get to the end of their time in Philadelphia?
Yeah, I think so. You know, the first 3 months of the season for Howard were pretty rough. I mean, May especially, he hit just over 100. June, he hit about 140. So to see him kind of pick it up a little bit down the stretch is nice. And, you know, he says he plans on playing next year. It'll be interesting to see, you know, what kind of offers he gets, if any, you know, a minor league deal with an invite to spring training or what. But, he has meant so much to this organization. I think because he has struggled a little bit, over the past couple of years, a lot of people have kind of forgotten that, and as you know, those good times seem so far away. And then same thing with Carlos Ruiz. You know, he's been kind of in a backup role now with Cameron Rupp's emergence, and he also plans on playing next season. I think he's kind of hoping secretly to maybe get traded before the August 1st trade deadline and go to a contender. I guess there's still a chance that could happen this month. But if not, you know, it's good that they will be, if they can keep it up these last 2 months, it will be good to have both of them kind of finishing on a high note. And, you know, that way the Phillies fans can give them a really true proper send-off at the end of the year.
Yeah, and you mentioned what Utley will probably receive in his return. We get to the last homestand of the year with Howard and Ruiz still on the roster. Will the team do anything special for those guys?
You know, that's going to be interesting, and I say that only because unless they come out and say we're not going to pick up their club options, which nobody expects them to pick up the club options, you wonder if they will do something at the end of the year. I personally think that, you know, everybody in the world knows that the Phillies are not going to pick up Ryan Howard's $25 million club option for next season. They're going to take the $10 million buyout. Everybody in the world knows this, so I think it would be nice if they, you know, acknowledge the obvious and then put together something to honor him before the end of the season, because he's really heard it from Phillies fans a little bit over the past few years. And, you know, I think it would be nice for him to be reminded of the good times and for fans to be reminded of the good times, because who knows what's going to happen next season if they'll have the opportunity to send him off properly again.
Zach Eflin to the DL today, and they've had some starting issues here as far as keeping guys healthy and everything, Todd. But Jake Thompson, we talked about who they might call up after the trade deadline, and Jake Thompson gets the call, makes his first start, and it didn't go well. 4 1/3 innings, 7 hits, 6 earned runs, but really it went better after the first inning, which was a real tough one for him. 4 earned runs in the first inning, but then he settled down and he gets into the fifth. And I mentioned Zach Eflin because Eflin had a similar terrible first inning to his first start. Did Eflin say anything to Thompson, and do you expect him to settle down a little in his next start? Obviously, the nerves and everything are big in your first major league start.
Well, that was something that was mentioned in the clubhouse after that game Sunday in San Diego, which is, you know, hey, look, Eflin had a really bad first start as well, so no need to panic with Thompson. I personally think that the nerves got the best of him. Everything seemed to be up in the strike zone, which leads you to believe that he was overthrowing a little bit. So, yeah, I think he'll be fine. He was pitching so well for Lehigh Valley. Like, his last 11 starts, his ERA was like 1.21. So for that reason, I just think it was jitters, you know, first-time jitters. You know, he had his family there. He'd been waiting for this moment for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. So I'm sure he'd been thinking a lot about it before he got the call up. And then he gets the call up, and I just think that he was so excited, so nervous, that he really did not pitch the way he's capable of pitching. So that's why I'm really eager to see what he does later this week.
Pete McCannon benched Adubo Herrera, I guess, for a stretch here. 3 of 4 games he sat out. He's been really struggling, 2-11 over a tough stretch since July 6th. Is he getting tired a little bit, Todd? What's the explanation for the rough run he's been on? Because this is a guy who is playing at an all-star level.
Yeah, he really has been struggling since like the first week of July, hitting just about 220-ish, and he's a much better hitter than that, clearly. I think it's a couple things. Maybe he's getting a little bit tired, but the Phillies see a lack of concentration at times, and so Pete benched him, I think it was three games in the past week against left-handed starters. Pete said, yeah, you know, some of that was a little bit of a matchup thing, but he said also, yeah, I'm kind of hoping that he's going to come into the office and talk to me and say, hey, what's up? And then it was revealed yesterday in Los Angeles that he's had a foot infection for a little over a week that has caused him some problems running the bases, running in the outfield, hitting at the plate. So maybe that had something to do with it, but clearly, you know, he's got to be better than he has been. And you know, this guy, that he's a natural born hitter, and he hasn't been hitting lately. And sometimes he does seem to kind of lose his focus a little bit. So if he can get that back, And maybe that those 3 days of rest will help him out as well. Maybe he can finish strong and get his batting average back up towards 300.
This has been MLB.com Extras, our Phillies edition. For Todd Zalecki, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.